أنا جاكو هذا يوم جا عبر رمك سومالان يدولة سومالان وحنا لكن ما تكسر دويننا وفت كسر عضا دولة كينيا قاصدًا برلمان كدل كينيا يسرقير كراو كتكسن دولة كينيا هو أي كشران لطريقة مدحونك بيجين كدولة كينيا أو بقشر رسمية كوي ميت سومالان أي إنه هلكن كسر دويننا وفت يقول أكو بيني هاي سجال بنود أفرق بنود برلمان كينيا وإمبيا يشرح من هذا كله سراكيلة لقليل مدحون كليل هي سراكيل كلا سوتشر وحي سمان لان شوقي دوران متصد حمال بوضة وابوق الشيخ رسمية وحي بوقان دوران مغالة بربرا وحي بوقان دوران قوبة كله تاريخي وكم دا سمان لان وحي لكل من دوران مدح دوصر في سقران كأو وكم ديها مدحوينها وقور ريو مدحوينها جمهورية دمدان أحمد محمد محمود سيلانيو وحي لكل من دوران فردي ودجيرا gudiyada kooban labada aqal ee baarlamaanka Soomaaliland ka kooban yahay wakiilada iyo guurtida waxaynu ku soo dhaweynayna gacmo furan qalbi furan waxay darsi doonaan xaaladda dabta ee Soomaaliland ka jirta inaga ka qaran ahaan iyo ka dowlad ahaan fursad weyn bay ino tahay inay ino yimaadaan wafdi heerkan oo kala ah oo ka yimiday dal miisaan culus ku leh East Africa oo Kenya ah oo miisaan dhaqaale leh miisaan siyaasadeed leh arrimaha Soomaalida aad daraynaya in qadiyadeena iyo dawladnimadeena iyo waaqica Soomaaliland ka jiraa indho ku arkaan baanu rajaynaynaa inay kala noqon doonaan shacab iyo dawlad iyo dadweynaba in sidii wacnayday imi kamadaarkan ugu soo dhaweeyay loo soo dhaweeyo warbixin xaqiiqadeena ka turjumaysan ay naga diyaariyaan heshiisiya la dhici ya dhici doona labada dhinac labada baarlamaan ee Soomaaliland iyo Kenya dhexmar doona tafaahum kale oo ganacsiga nabadgelyada xayo badan la iskaashada laga wada hadli doona you must welcome san waxa uu fiiga gudoomineysa MP aan yakaana oo gadaashayda joogta wad mahadsan tahay you must welcome
thank you so much hello everybody my name is honorable Anna Nyokabi Gadesha member of parliament for the county of Kiambu member of the foreign relations and international defense and foreign relations committee and regional integration with me my colleagues Member of Parliament for Honorable Joseph Samal for Isiolo and Honorable John Kihagi from Naivasha and some key private sector personalities in Kenya as well as other opinion leaders and experts. Our mission is essentially a response to an invitation from our friends of Somaliland to continue the already existing discourse of friendship and ties that have existed for a long time, which have continued, and we will continue to deepen and grow these relationships. As you are no doubt aware, this is not the first visit of Kenyans and members of parliament to Somaliland, and each mission that has happened has advanced the friendship and relations further and gone back to tell Kenyans and the success story of Somaliland and the advances it has made in various spheres, especially in democratic transition and good governance and institution building. Each mission has gone back and told your story, filed reports, and prepared memoranda to different national institutions and lobbied for the expansion of cooperation between our nations. We are interested in building on these gains, and none of the current members of parliament that are here with us today has been here in Somaliland before. The same can be said of most members of this team. And so you can imagine how this experience will serve to inform the appreciation of your successes, challenges, and aspirations. We will have audiences and engagements with the cross-section of the society here, including government, the executive, parliament, private sector, civil society, academia, and so on, to listen and discuss here and interchange with all of these actors. At the end of it all, we will hope to provide feedback to our national institutions as appropriate, and like others, made in a different style and strategy, to tell your achievements and desires to our leadership. In us, like in the many friends that you have, you will have people who will have had the privilege and experience to tell your stories firsthand. And thus, friends, desirous to help in whatever small way we can to contribute to your development aspirations as a people, we as a team and as a country support and encourage the ongoing dialogue between Somaliland and Somalia. Kenya is home to tens of thousands of its own citizens who are of Somaliland ancestry. In many towns, villages, and suburbs across the counties in Kenya, you will find concentrations of the population with roots to Somaliland heritage and with very strong ties to this country. The largest concentrations of people from Somaliland are held in the counties that are represented here, Isiolo and Naivasha, and these are represented by the two members of parliament who are on this mission from parliament. Several Kenyans are resident in Somaliland and contributing to its development processes in different fields, that is teachers, technicians, engineers, staff of aid agencies, and business people. And we hope to strengthen these ties and continue to cement our relationships. Kenyans of Somaliland ancestry have and continue to contribute immensely in Kenya's development in the economic, social, and political arena. They have and continue to serve in public offices, very high offices, including cabinet, principal secretaries, in the diplomatic corps, and as head of parastatals. This mission will be keenly evaluating prospects and opportunities for expanding cross-border investments and businesses in the two countries. We acknowledge, just as Somaliland has a lot to learn from Kenya, we in Kenya too have a lot to learn from Somaliland. For instance, your impressive livestock export industry and efficient architecture is one such area. In addition, your successes in dealing with terror and piracy, despite your fragile institutions and constraints arising from the lack of internal political recognition, is impressive and a possible area of stronger cooperation. We thank you, and we look forward to a very enjoyable trip during this mission, where we shall visit various areas, and we look forward to strengthening the relationships between Kenya and Somaliland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.